Hey, we start playing Christmas Music Friday. That's Unspoken's Christmas Every Day, their new tune. Sean McDonald's What Are You Waiting For? And Casting Crowns Courageous before that. Good morning to you. It's 8:50, 10 till 9. We go live to Lisa at Water Street. Lisa?
Hey, Fred. We are ready to wrap up our time here in the dining hall at Water Street Mission. It's been a fantastic morning. Again, for more information on how you can volunteer here at the Mission. Not today. They have plenty of volunteers, but in the future, WSM.org. It is time to cook with Carmen in the kitchen. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
It is so great to see you again. Now, let's talk food. What's on the menu? But before we even get to that, give us some stats, like how many turkeys are you cooking? How many potatoes did you peel? All that good stuff.
We have about 150 turkeys that we had prepped, and then we have about 200 pounds of potatoes that we peeled, and it's been amazing.
Oh, what's on the menu?
We have turkey, we have mashed potatoes, we have stuffing, we have a medley, and we have gravy. We have buns from Amoroso. They brought them all the way from Philadelphia just for us to have Amoroso buns. So we have a great, great variety of food today. We're going to feast out today.
Now, you've been working on this, what, for the past 3 days? And what kind of hours are you putting in today?
Very long hours. I've been here since 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll probably leave tonight about 9 after we clean up and get ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow, because we're open all day tomorrow from 12 to 6. So we have to prep and get ready for tomorrow's feast also.
All right. And yeah, you told me you were peeling potatoes, what, 3 days ago?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes, we started early in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then we peeled them, and then we were actually done by 9 in the morning. So 4 hours of peeling potatoes. And some of our volunteers, I said, you probably will never want to peel another potato again.
Well, I am not going to complain when I peel my, pound tomorrow. I will think of you, Carmen. All right, so as far as staff and volunteers, who's helping you out here?
We have YTI. That's where I went to school at. I actually graduated from YTI's in 2009. And I actually have my chefs that I went to school with to here today. So I'm excited. And they actually had me running the floor because they want to see how good I am, what they taught me. And so we have a really good amount of YTI students here. We have almost 30 students here. And the chefs are allowing me to run them. So I'm excited about that. I'm feeling good. I feel like this is what I went to school for, and I love YTI Culinary School, so I when I see them, I get excited. Yes.
So the big question is, will you get to eat?
Probably not. But that's okay, because like I was telling you earlier, most likely I'll go from here and go eat a stromboli. Because turkey will be the same thing for the next 4 or 5 days, so I don't want turkey. So I'll probably run all the way till 9, and you'll get so tired, and you'll be running so much that you won't even get a chance to eat, because you won't even think about eating. You'll think about blessing the folks that are here and the guests that are coming in, and you won't worry about that. You'll be on too hyper mode to do anything but eat. Eat probably won't be the thing I'm thinking about right now. Coffee, though. Bustelo will be my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Carmen. Happy Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for this year? Anything pop to mind as the thing you're most grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family. God has really shown me how important it is to raise your children and your family, to know the Lord and to know what's important. And I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful to be here at Water Street. I've always wanted to work here as a child. And now that I'm here and able to run the kitchen and do what I do, I'm just grateful just to have the opportunity to do it. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I will picture you eating a stromboli tonight about 10 o'clock. All right. And, Jack, thank you again so much for having us out today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lisa and Fred and the whole JTL family. We love having you here.
Thanks, Jack.
So much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Fred and Rick.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, Lisa. Great job today. We loved all your reports.
Oh, I love hanging out with everybody here and making this a tradition of the Get Up and Go show.
Great job. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, 8:54, weather-wise, cloudy today. We might still get a passing sprinkle here, but becoming mostly sunny and breezy. High about 49 tonight, clear, windy, cold, low 27. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, sunny, high 43. And Friday, Black Friday, sunny, high